Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Before I take a look at the readings for this Sunday, there are a couple of things I want to say to you. First of all, I want to encourage you, really encourage you in these last days of the Year of Mercy, to take advantage of God's mercy. St. Faustina in her diary speaks, if we refuse the mercy of God, then we will experience his justice. And that's not some kind of a threat. It's just a simple reality. This is a gift to us, this year of mercy. Please take advantage of it now. The year will end on November 20th, before the first Sunday of Advent and the new church year. So this is the time, brothers and sisters. There is a holy door in your diocese. Call your diocese if you don't know where it is. Go through it. Go to confession. Get set free. Free. There's incredible mercy and incredible grace that God wants to give us. Because St. Faustina has told us that if we refuse his mercy, then we will meet with his justice. And I want every one of us, I want everybody in the entire world, but I certainly want those of you who listen to this program not to miss the mercy God has for you. If you've never gotten the two booklets that I've offered for this almost this whole year of mercy, the two booklets at the end of this program, one captured by mercy that speaks about forgiveness, and the other is the mercy of God and the joy repentance brings. We don't think of joy and repentance together, but when we repent of our sin, our heart is opened up and God becomes more and more present within us because he has the room. So brothers and sisters, please take advantage of this year of mercy. Please seek forgiveness for your sins. Humble yourself and bow down because God will raise you up. So please take advantage of that. And in this time in our nation, just post-election, the concerns that we have, the worries, the doubts that are besieging our country right now, this is a time when we really, really need God. We always need him. At every moment we need him. And if we really needed him as we should, we wouldn't get into some of the straits we find ourselves in. Be that as it may, that's the condition we're in right now. And I want to recommend to all of you several books. One I recommended before entitled It's Dangerous to Believe by Mary Eberstadt. It's on religious freedom and its enemies. It's Dangerous to Believe, published by HarperCollins. The author is Mary Eberstadt. That's E-B-E-R-S-T-A-D-T. Mary Eberstadt. It's Dangerous to Believe. Really would encourage you to get that book and read it. It's a good book to read. Surprisingly, it would be helpful to take time of Advent to read that book. There is also a new biography out on Pier Giorgio Frassati, a young Italian man who, my goodness, what a saint he was, right in the middle of his own people and his own family. It's a very, very powerful story entitled A Hero for Our Times. Take note of that. A Hero for Our Times. The author is Christina Sicardi, S-I-C-C-A-R-D-I, Ignatius Press. If you're listening on the radio and you want to get this information repeated for you, just go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then go to radio, and you can pull up the program there and re-listen to all of this information. But you want this book, Pier Giorgio Frassati, A Hero for Our Times. The author is Sicardi, Christina Sicardi, published by Ignatius Press. And then finally, published by Servant Books, something we read right now, I think very important for us, Advent with St. Teresa of Calcutta, a small book. The other two books are more expensive, but this small book, Advent with St. Teresa of Calcutta, done by Heidi Saxton, published by Servant Books, There are daily meditations for every day during Advent. I think you would find it most helpful for you. So let's take a look now at the readings for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. But for you who fear my name, in other words, you put God first. Doesn't mean fear as in quivering and shaking. It means fear that you got the right order, that you reverence God by putting him in his rightful place. That's the fear of the Lord. But for those of you who fear my name, there will arise the Sun of Justice with its healing rays. So we want to be as close to the Lord as we can. We want to face our sins. We want to repent. We want to follow God. Follow him. He has the perfect map for a good life, even here, even amid trouble. He has the perfect map for a good life. Follow him. Pay attention to the gospel. Do what he asks you, one by one, step by step. Just take one step at a time. Psalm 98, the Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with equity. This is a God of justice. We need truly just judges, truly just. Pray for them. Pray for them and allow God right now to be your judge and to put you in right order so that he can use you for the sake of his people. The second reading for this Sunday is taken from Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, you know how one must imitate us, for we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day, we worked so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right, because he is their leader. Rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. We hear that some are conducting themselves among you in a disorderly way by not keeping busy, but minding the business of others. How much time in a given day, sisters and brothers, do we spend thinking about what other people are doing, what other people said? Mind your own business. Get your own life straightened out first. Don't worry about anybody else. Get your own life in order. Then you're going to be able to help others. Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus to work quietly and eat your own food. Don't be trying to get food from other people. Don't be trying to just take advantage of other people's generosity. You should be the one being generous. Make sure that you give more than you ask to receive. Give more. And the gospel for this Sunday is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 to 19. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." That is what happened when Rome was besieged. There was not one stone left upon another in this great, great city. All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down. How many times do we look at our church buildings or admire our churches and the beauty of them, especially some of the older churches? They're beautiful, absolutely beautiful, and they've endured the test of time. But those beautiful churches should cause us to look at the temple of God that we are called to be. We can point out the beauty of churches, and it's good to do. But what about the temple of your own body? What about the temple that houses your soul, your mind, your spirit? Is it giving worship to God? And then they ask him, teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen? See, they're all caught up in the external. And he answered, see that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he. The time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first. But it will not immediately be the end. And then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. Pay attention to that. Draw close to the Lord. Draw from him daily what you need. Don't draw from the world. Draw from Christ. Draw from the power of his gospel. Draw from the infinite graces that he wants to give you if you ask for them. And he goes on to say, you will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, friends. They will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. In other words, even if they kill your body, you will not be destroyed. Not even the hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Do you see what kind of faith this takes? To be able to stand firm in persecution? I see our Syrian brothers and sisters, to say nothing of other parts of the Middle East, but I think of their courage and their bravery and not stepping down, not backing away. Perhaps that kind of persecution could come to our own shores. You can't run and hide. Now is the time. Now is the time to beg God for faith, greater faith, to live your faith, to put your life in order, to put your priorities in order, so that you can be available to help others. All we think about is who's going to help us. But the important thing right now is to get yourself ready so that should persecution come, you are in a place to help. You are in a place to stand tall, not because of your own power, but because you've learned how to rely on God. You've learned how to draw from his grace, from his heart. He will give freely and abundantly to us. But it takes faith to turn to him and to ask him and to put your trust in him. Rely on him, not on yourself. Rely on him. May God give you the grace of a growing relationship with Christ, that you may grow in faith and hope and love, that you may be sustained. This is what God needs, and he needs it from each one of us. I ask you to speak to God about this today and to respond quickly. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.